If you're in the mood for a different kind of spectacle, veteran skywatcher Kelly Beattie says he can offer you the moon, and then some.
If you've never paid attention to the night sky, now would be a great time to start. In fact, if I do my job right, you'll be just itching to get up off the couch this evening and out under the stars. Why itch, you ask? Beginning tonight at dusk, you can glimpse the five brightest planets, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn, clustered together in the western sky. It's a rare cosmic treat, happening now because, as viewed from Earth, a coincidence of orbital motion has put them all on one side of the Sun. The last time we saw a bunching like this was in 1940, and another good one won't take place until 2040. So, for most of us, this lineup is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You don't need a telescope or any special training to see it. Just find a spot with a clear view of the west, note where the sun sets, then watch that general area as twilight deepens. You'll see the planets pop into view one at a time, forming a long diagonal line that stretches high into the sky. In the coming weeks, they'll perform a slow-motion dance, creating close pairs and trios as they slide around in their respective orbits. Let me set the stage for tonight's show. Top billing goes to Jupiter, the brilliant star-like beacon high up in the west. Down near the horizon is dazzling Venus, with Mercury lurking lower down in the twilight glow. Strung out in between, with an almost unnatural equal spacing, are Saturn, Mars, and a lovely crescent moon. This is the solar system known in ancient times. As you gaze westward, imagine yourself in the company of the Greek astronomers Ptolemy or Pythagoras, the great Persian skywatcher Al-Sufi, or a court astronomer in dynastic China. As seen with their eyes, and ours, the planets look like bright stars. Of course, today we can appreciate them for the unique worlds they are. Jupiter is a massive ball of hydrogen with a big red hurricane of an eye. Saturn fascinates us with its resplendent rings, and Mars with its ruddy, windswept deserts. Venus, so like the Earth in size, is a hellish place, completely cloaked in sulfurous clouds. And Mercury is a broiling wasteland of craters and lava plains. All this awaits you in the western sky tonight, and tomorrow night, and for weeks after that. Now, if you're directionally challenged, help is close at hand. This Saturday, amateur skygazers will be celebrating Astronomy Day in hundreds of cities and towns. They and their telescopes will be out in force to give you an eyeful of the moon's craters, Saturn's rings, and star clusters. But you really shouldn't need their help to spot this rare gathering of planets. Stargazing doesn't have to be difficult. Sometimes all it takes is knowing when to walk outside and look up.
The comments of Kelly Beattie, executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine.